Welcome to the More Than a Mill Spouse podcast in the Unlocking Identity series. If you are ready to find your way back to yourself, unlock purpose, and tap into your potential so you can live a vibrant, energetic life, walk in joy, show up for the people that you care about, make a difference, and find fulfillment regardless of where you live, this series is for you. It's time to unlock your identity because you are more than a mill spouse. Welcome to day two of the Unlocking Identity series. I am so glad you're back. Today we are going to talk about where we begin in this journey to unlock our true identity. If you haven't listened to day one yet, go back and listen to that episode because each lesson is going to build on the previous lesson. And at the end of yesterday, I ask you to spend a few minutes thinking about what comes to mind when you think about who you are. Often our constructs are based on what we do, who we are in relationship with, or what others have said about us. Now, when you think about who you are, there is absolutely no judgment here. We're just starting to notice our thoughts. You don't need to change anything yet. And you may, when you start to notice your thoughts, feel like you're not where you want to be. That's okay, because today is about new beginnings, and it's about the first steps we can take to reconnect with ourselves so that we can unlock who we are meant to be. Yesterday, we talked about what happens when we don't reconnect with ourselves, when we don't live with purpose, how it eats away at us, how we feel unfulfilled, and how we can struggle even more with our mental and emotional health. Now, there are many avenues for finding our way back to a healthier place. This week, I am just going to give you one framework to help you get there. So if you are in this place where you feel stuck and you feel like you're spending your time focused on the needs of everyone around you, and you're realizing that you don't really know who you are, you don't know how to take care of yourself, you don't really know what you even want in life, then you are in the right place. Because by the end of the week, I want you to be able to answer the question, who am I really and what do I really want? But before we can answer these questions, we need to do a few things first. And today we're talking about where we begin. And over the course of the next few minutes, there are three things that I am going to ask you to do. These three things are going to get you started on your journey. They're not hard, but they do take a little bit of intentionality. So I want to unpack these three concepts with you. And I want to start by sharing a quote with you from the author Erwin McManus, who writes, "We know that we have seen a work of art when a life inspires us to be more, to live more fully and authentically." Unlocking our identity is really about becoming a work of art, learning to live more fully and authentically. Our lives become works of art when we live fully and authentically as the person we were created to be. And that may feel like a far cry from where we are today. But the first step to living authentically as ourselves is when we begin this process of reconnecting with our body and our mind. Now, I have been talking about our mindset for a while. I've been talking about the importance of developing an awareness of what is going on in our mind, noticing our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions so that we can change the way that we relate to them. But the more that I've been reading and researching, the more I realize that there is another layer to this. So yes, we're going to talk about mindfulness in a minute, but first I want us to talk about reconnecting with our body, because our body holds memories outside of what we are consciously aware of. And part of reconnecting with ourselves is reconnecting with our body. We talk and have talked over the last few years together on this podcast. We've talked about our mental and emotional health. We've talked about emotional regulation. But the more that I have studied our nervous system, there's more to our life than just our mind and emotions. Our physical body is impacted by what's going on in our brain. And so when we talk about regulating our nervous system, we have to look at our body as well. So the first thing that I'm going to tell you that needs to happen if we truly want to unlock our identity is to reconnect with our body. Now, how do we do that? It is simply practices that help us connect with our body. So it can be simple things like taking deep belly breaths, taking a deep breath in and then blowing it out. Now, these are great to do anytime, but especially if we are in a place where we feel stressed, this is a great way to regulate our nervous system. And there's a lot of research to back that up. Other things that we can do to connect with our body involve healthy nutrition, taking care of the foods that we are putting in our body, fueling our body with things that will actually nourish us, things like getting enough quality sleep, getting consistent sleep every night, making sure that our body has the sleep it needs to function well, and then by moving our body. When we move our body, it allows our body to process our feelings, our emotions, what is going on. It helps us have those healthy endorphins. It is the things that we do to take care of our body and reconnect with our body so that we are able to step into understanding who we are. I know it feels like these two things are separated, but the more that I study, the more I realize that the first step in understanding who we are is reconnecting with our mind and our body. And so I wanted to start with this physical component, the body component, because I think that's the piece that is often overlooked. We have to physically take care of our bodies if we want to understand who we are and live into the person we are meant to be. The second way that we can begin to reconnect with ourselves, this is where we begin, is this idea of mindfulness and specifically curiosity. I want to spend a moment to talk about this concept of curiosity. It is one of the things that we were born with. We were created with this sense of curiosity, but it is something that we do have to cultivate in our life. Yesterday, we talked about noticing our thoughts, becoming aware of what thoughts are going through our mind. And when we pair this awareness with curiosity, we get mindfulness. We need curiosity to examine what is and to figure out what we really want. It has been said that curiosity is the most important skill that we can possess, because curiosity takes us from this place where we think we have all of the answers and helps us develop genuine self-confidence. We need curiosity to become more aware of ourselves and the world around us. And this is why I am such a big fan of journaling and meditation, because meditation helps me better observe the world around me. And journaling helps me carve out space for reflection. And asking questions has been one of the key factors in helping me both understand myself better and understand others. A couple of years ago in our Facebook community, we did a 30-day clarity challenge. And each day of the month, I posted one journal prompt, one question for you to journal on to get a better understanding of yourself and the world around you. And really, it just takes asking the questions and sitting with answers, because a lot of the time, if we have not been doing this work, those answers are not going to come easily to us. It's going to take more time sitting there contemplating what we really want, because we're so disconnected from our true self. But the more that we can not only notice what's going on, not only just ask the questions, but be curious about the answers. What do I really want? Why do I really want this? What will this mean for me? Ask the questions, get curious. So we need to practice mindfulness. We need to practice curiosity. We need to connect with our body, to take care of our body, so that we begin to regulate our nervous system and give ourselves space to ask the questions, to figure out who we are and what we really want. Now, I said I was going to share three exercises that you can take. This third one is a little bit of a bonus exercise because we're going to dive into this concept in a lot more detail tomorrow. But for those of you who are type A that want that little extra piece of homework that you can dig into, here's the third thing that you can do. And it is to simply pull out a piece of paper and begin to think about what brings you joy, what lights you up, what you love to see, to do, to be, to have, to experience. Think about what you loved as a kid, and just begin to make a list of things that bring you joy. Because so many times we can ask this question and not know the answer. We haven't taken the time to get curious about ourselves, to ask the questions, and to sit and wait and see what comes up. So where do we begin when we are in this place where we feel stuck, where we don't know who we are, when we find ourselves asking the question, who am I really? Where we begin is starting by reconnecting with ourselves, doing the things that help us reconnect with our body and our mind. So that's all you really have to do to begin, is to get curious and to care for yourself, because that opens the door to us truly understanding who we are and who we are meant to be. Now you're noticing, you're thinking about ways that you can connect with yourself, that you can take care of your body and your mind. And now we can begin the journey back to ourselves and ultimately to a life with purpose. Tomorrow, we are going to dig into this idea and answer the question, what if I don't know what I want? Because I think that is where so many of us find ourselves. And we're going to talk about what we do to get clarity when we find ourselves asking this question. I can't wait to hear your thoughts, hear what comes up for you. Feel free to pop inside our free Facebook community and share what you learned today, what resonated with you, and what actions you will take to reconnect your body and your mind so that we can begin to get the clarity that we need in order to take our next step. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Until then, may you live filled, fueled, and full of joy. Hey, amazing male spouse, before you go, I want you to know that I love hearing from you. The More Than a Male Spouse community exists to help you thrive as a military spouse. Figure out what lights your heart on fire and empower you to live with purpose and impact. You can have an incredible impact simply by heading over to iTunes to subscribe and leave a review. But your impact doesn't stop there. You can empower those around you simply by sharing an episode with a friend or neighbor, someone who needs a little encouragement in this military life. And if this episode was meaningful to you, spread the love by taking a screenshot of this episode and tagging me on Instagram so we can continue to reach more people, change more lives, and shift the way that military spouses look at life. Because we are better together, and together we can change the world. Let's do it.